Tonight's shir, Simen Reish Yud Gimel. Simen Reish Yud Gimel, Mishu Yotze Emotzi Achirim. If someone is Yotze, can he be Motzi others? Si'if Aleph. Al Kol Peiros U'Sha'arei Devarim, Chutzi Pasu Yayin. On all fruits and other things, with the exception of bread and wine. Im Hayu Ha'Oichlin Shnaim O Yoser. If there are two or more people eating, Echad Poter Eschavero, then one makes the bracha for the others, afilu b'lo hasiba, even if they're not reclining. Umiyo, however, yeshiva miha ba'i, they still have to be sitting. The dafka pas for yayin b'lo hasiba, only for bread and wine do we say that for one to be mostly someone else, they should be reclining. But for other foods, as long as they're sitting, that's good enough. Shulchan Aruch continues, uli didan, have yeshiva k'mo hasiba l'ditu. For us, sitting is the equivalent of reclining. Well, if he's according to this, the less than Haseba for us, who we don't typically recline, ain't chiluk bein pasviyam l'shadvam. There's no difference between bread and wine and anything else. To be yeshiva, afila pasviyayin, echem mevarach l'kulam. Because when you're seated, since our sitting is the same as their reclining, then one can make the bracha for others, even for bread and wine, when they're sitting. V'shalo be yeshiva, and if they're not sitting, if they're standing, then b'shar d'varam na'am, yilu kol lechem v'ruch la'aso. Then not only bread and wine, they make their own brachas. For anything, people should make their own brachas. V'hadam yin de'echem v'ruch l'kulam, this idea that one makes the bracha for the rest, b'shar d'varam chutz min apas, for everything except for bread, hanimili bracha rishona, that's a discussion concerning the bracha rishona. Al mi'bracha achrona, tzvichin l'chag, when it comes to bracha achrona, they should spread out, v'kol lechem v'ruch la'atzmo, each one says his own bracha. The ein zimun leperis. There's no joining bracha achrona for fruit. Let's stop here. See the Mishnah Berurah Sifkon Aleph. On fruits or other things, u'sha'arei devarim, hainu sha'arei minei achalin u'mashkin, any other food or beverage. Sifkon Beis, chutz mi pas v'yayin, with the exception of bread and wine, mishum dechashivi, bread and wine are more special, v'darkom lekboya aleim behasiba. And it was common for them to eat it seated, set, reclining, that you hang around a while. But therefore, in order to be set for bread and wine, it requires reclining, as the Shulchan Aruch says afterwards. Sifkon Gimel, Echad Poter Eschaver. So one makes the bracha for the others. What's the law meaning to say? Afilu yodea kol echad ba'atzma levarech. Even though each one can make his own bracha, they know how to make the bracha. Afilu hachi, nonetheless, echem avarech motzei chaver lechatchila. Lechatchila, one says the bracha for the others. Vahu shechavero yishma habracha mitchila batzof yicham letzeis. Provided that the one who's listening is paying attention to the bracha from beginning to end and has in mind to be yotze. Kila kamon seif beis, as we say in seif beis. Vahachi atzvein, it's better this way for one to make the bracha for the rest. The Berav Am Hadras Melech. This is an example of Rav Am Hadras Melech, where it gives more honor to the king when one person says the bracha for everyone rather than everyone doing their own brachas. Mishnah Berurah Sifkon Dalet. Afilu b'lo haseba. So when you're dealing with things other than bread and wine, you don't need haseba. The davka b'pas v'yayin d'chashivi, only by bread and wine, which are special, ha'yadakam l'chol b'hasebo al hamitos. That's when they would sit and eat and drink, reclining on their loungers. V'zeh ha'yaderach k'viyusam. That was how they would set themselves to the meal, v'hischabusam yachad, and joined together. L'figach, therefore, einechem mevarach l'kulam l'hotziyam ad she'yisabu. So one cannot make the bracha for the others until they all recline. The oz minkar de daitam hischaber l'sterf biyachad, because then it's apparent that they have in mind to join and unite as one. Masha ein kein beferes, as opposed to fruits, there's no such thing. By fruits, even sitting is sufficient. Sifkan hey yeshiva miyaboy, but you have to be seated. Dein echad yochel lahotzi chaver ba bracha elam ken yoshu lechov l'shtos biyachad v'lo b'meumad. One cannot make a bracha for someone else unless they're both sitting to eat and drink together. But standing doesn't work by the other foods. The kivius kitsas al kaponim miyubo. You still need a little format of showing that you're settled together. So you don't have the full-fledged kivius of haseba, but you need sitting. The kol zerakli nechatchila. This is a chatchila. al b'di'evet kol shekiven hamavarech lahotziv hashmir latzeis yotzi b'di'evet, if one has in mind to be motzi and one has in mind to be yotzi, the halach is it will work. Sifkan vav. Then the Shulchan Aruch says that even though from the Gemara there's this distinction that for bread and wine you have to be reclining to motzi, for other foods sitting is enough, that was for them. But the reality for us is sitting is our haseba. Sifkan vav u'lidam v'chulu. What's something to say? Lefisha ein darkeinu b'haseba. It is not common for us to recline. Lefikach masha anem isvad and leshev yachad b'shulchan echad. So what we do is we gather around, we sit at one table, v'lechol, and we eat together or drink together. Nechshav lekvis. That becomes our formal connection that we're set. Like it used to be when they reclined. And that helps for bread and wine. So the notes here ask the question that for wine, they used to require hasiba, and today sitting is good enough. You have to be sitting. And yet many of us have a minig that we make kiddush standing up on wine. We make havdalah standing up on wine. And harizan, now some taka sit, bedavka. And they sit, and therefore they don't have this problem. But for those of the minig standing, how does that work? So the notes say that those of the minig to stand by Kiddush, so the fact that they're koveya to be yoitza is the equivalent of yeshiva. The fact that they're there preparing themselves to be yoitza, and they're kavanah to be yoitza, that's the equivalent of sitting. So I always wonder, does that by necessity mean you can't walk around? We were saying your standing is your kaviyas. Okay, good. You can start wandering during Havdalah, during Kiddush. That mustamanat. You got to be at your place, standing, and that becomes your kaviyas, according to that minik. Sivkon zayin, chutz min apas, with the exception of bread. That which we say, that bread is different from everything else, that's only for bracha rishona. Ha dehizkir hamachab hashacha, the Shulchan Aruch mentions bread. Mishum devapas, kaimelon, demhem shosh, by bread, we hold when you have three, Mizamnin, we have a zimun. And one says the bracha for the others, he benches for all of them. Mashenki b'sharat v'ma, as opposed to everything else. V'v'achachrona, when it comes to v'achachrona, afilu b'shlosha ein emotzi. We don't say with three, one does for the others. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch should have said chutz min apas and hayayin. It was always bread and wine distinct from everything else. And yet here, he sets bread aside. Doesn't mention wine. So Mr. Brook explains, because by bread, you have the element of zimun. What the Shulchan Aruch is trying to say is that by bracha achrona, and you don't have a zimun, if you don't have bread, you don't have a zimun, you split up. Sifkan chas b'vracha rishon. By bracha rishon, we have this discussion of how you unite. V'tam, the reason is, mishon the bracha rishon, kolachem aviyach b'os bracha. By bracha rishon, everyone benefits, everyone profits from the bracha. Shadekach mutorin le'echol, because through the bracha, they're allowed to eat for the hanos and benefit. V'fikach mitzdarfel, and therefore they join. Al bracha shel achra achil, when it comes to the bracha after eating, shekvar achlu, they already ate, v'daitam lehiparet, and now they have in mind to part ways, ein mitzdarfin, so at that point they do not join, v'afilu b'yayin, even for wine. They're going to go their separate ways by bracha achrona, so we don't unite like that, the way we do for bracha rishona. Sivkan tes, v'ichon lechalik. So when it comes to these other things, they should divide each one says their own bracha. Even though they ate together, lo mahayz, it doesn't help for bracha achrona. Ubidiyaved in kivin latzeis, but let's say they did. Bidiyaved had a mind to be yotze. Mavarach gam ken kivin lahotzi, or the mavarach had a mind to be motzi. Yotze, it will work. Vafilu below kviyas, call it even without any kviyas at all. Kvashe pasuk hamachaber passed this way before. Besimikuf samach zayin. So if you go in besimikuf samach zayin, ayin mishal mishnah will look there in the mishnah bura. The mishnah bura there brings that the magen avraham was masik on the shulchan aruch halacha. Shalo kav biyachad, one cannot be motzi even b'di'evet. So it's a shaila. The Vilna Gaon says no, b'di'evet does work. So it's a shaila in the b'di'evet. Mishnah bura continues. V'im echad eni yodei levarach ma'atzmo, if someone does not know how to make his own bracha, then yotze afilu chatchila b'yotze chaver, and chatchila he could be yotze. We're saying b'davka, we make the bracha achrona. But let's see, what does know how to make the bracha achrona? So then, no, then the chatchila you should hear, so make the bracha achrona. Because what taz v'sha'arei achrona, the taz and other achrona might do it. And nowadays, Shemazalzalin hehamon ma'od v'rach achrona. People do not give proper respect to the bracha after eating. Yesh lismoich la'asos kein chachila. So we should do this chachila. Shemavarach echad b'kol rom ha'bracha achrona. One should make the bracha achrona loud. V'yachem yotzim ha'yado, and everyone else is yotze. Afilu kishyodim ba'atzman l'bracha, even though they can make their own bracha. Especially b'bracha achrona me'ein shalosh. When you get to the bracha achrona me'ein shalosh, ala michya, she'ed ha'kol b'kiyim, but not everyone knows how to do that. Bal peh, by heart. B'vadei tov la'asos kein chachila l'chachila, one should make for everyone. Umikomalkom tov yos, but not even better than that. Sheyom im avarech mila b'mila, instead of him being motzi, to say along word for word. So when people were not careful to say the bracha achrona, it was important for one person to say it, and be motzi everyone. Even though the halacha is saying here they should make their own bracha achronas, but it wasn't happening. So in such a case, one gets up. So if you remember, Pircha used to have snacks, and then one person says al michya for everyone. That's what it used to be. One person al michya for everyone. The notes being that Scheinberg said that by Sudas ibn Eteva, we don't worry about this Taz, everyone makes their own brachas. Today we have benchers. Today we have posters with al michya. We have it available. They didn't have that. I don't know why they didn't have it. So they didn't have it. It was before the days of printing press, whatever. It wasn't available. So then it was a kunz. One person knew. No one else knew. So the one who knew says the bracha for everyone else. Today, if someone can, they're trained, they should all make their own brachas. They should not rely on other people. They should make their own brachas. Mishtabura sivka and yud. De'ein zimun l'peiris. When it comes to fruits, there's no zimun. Zimun is unique to benching. Hana meaning, the kivon de'ein mitzvah zimun l'peiris. Since there is no mitzvah zimun by fruit, there's damen yachai to join together v'lomer and say nevarech shachalnu. So therefore, it comes out that everyone should make their own bracha. For those that say it's not to be yotze with his friend's bracha. Look back in Kuf Tzadi Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah there. Shaila by the Zayin Minim, the fruits of the Zayin Minim. Is there such a thing of a zimun by Zayin Minim? In any event, by bread is the only time we have this issue of joining together. So then you have to know, do you have a zimun or not? But by anything else, there's no concept of zimun, and therefore always going to say they should make their own bracha achrona and not have one person be motzi them, unless, again, the person just doesn't know what the bracha is, can't read it, doesn't know it, in which case we will have one person say the bracha and be motzi that person. The Ramah says as follows. The Mechaber began by telling us that for fruits and anything else, with the exception of wine and bread, one person can make another a bracha for another, even without hasiba. But you have to have yeshiva. You have to be seated. The Ramah says, "V'yesh oimim." Others say, "The bechol hadvarim." Everything, chutz mipas v'yayin, with the exception of bread and wine, lo mahani hasiba. It doesn't help to recline. For din yeshiva yidon, and for us sitting wouldn't help. And therefore, one doesn't make a bracha for someone else. V'cheinogu achshav. Therefore, the minig today is beperus one fruits. It's called echad mevarich la'atzmo. Everyone says their own bracha. We don't have this one person making a bracha for someone else. It doesn't even help to recline, to sit, makes no difference. Mr. Buras, if cutting it out, if this goes in the beginning of the seif, our bracha be shona on the bracha before we eat, the time, the reason of the yesh omim is, the davka pas v'yayin d'chashivi, only bread and wine. Those are special foods. Mahani hasiba o yeshiva didan. So there it helps to sit together, reclining, or for us, sitting. Masha'en kein b'shar devarim, as opposed to other foods, the lo chashivi, they do not have that significance. Tzarchol echa levarach la'atzmo. So everyone has to make his own bracha. V'imbo perus toichasu, then if it's during a meal, and fruits are brought out during the meal, there, one can make a bracha for everyone else. The migu, the mahani asib, the past, because since reclining helped for the bread, for one to make a bracha for the others, mahani naim the shar dvarim, it also helps for other things. So the minig today is that when we eat fruit, we make our own brachas. It's true of anything else we eat together. Well, the inyan shechar, umay devashikar and med, when it comes to beer or honey brew called med, look in the achronim, olston v'taz menavam. V'idna nohagin shkam b'zeh kol lechem v'orach la'atzmo. Today the minig is everyone makes their own bracha. Well, in yayin, when it comes to wine, masma meramor v'chem v'vur b'darchi Moshe. It seems from the ramor, and it's clear in darchi Moshe. The gamli didon mahani hasiba o yeshiva. For us, it doesn't help to recline or sit. Our kama achronim halu, but many achronim bring up the af b'yayin, even with wine. Tov shivareich kol echad atzmo. It's better that everyone makes their own bracha. Why? Mishum toha idna. Today, it's not common to sit around the table and convey yourself to drink wine. This should depend on the minig of the various places. Places that have plenty of wine, and it's customary to sit around and drink together. Then it should help for them to sit together or recline, to have one person make the bracha while others. Uchimeduma shekeesa minig pashat brof makamos she'ein motzien echas chaveru. But it seems that today the practice is pashat in most places that one does not make the bracha for someone else. Kimat mishum dvar machal, basically for any food. Afshu negad din, even though it is contrary to the basic halacha, Shartzin explains, because min adin there is a hidur mitzvah of one person making the brachas for the others, but we don't do that. The afshu perhaps. Maybe not everyone is aware of the halachas that are expert to have in mind to be motzi and to have in mind to be yotzi. The Chayei Adam explains this as well in Klal Hei. So basically the practice is that we don't have one being motzi the other, with the exceptions of Kiddush with hamotzi at the Shabbos table, Yontif. Those are the exceptions. Other than that, we really don't have one person making the bracha for someone else. Today, everyone makes their own brachas. Again, this is lechatchila. Al b'diavad and beirich v'chivin lechatzicha vero. But b'diavad, if someone did make a bracha and had in mind to be motzi his friend, the hashomein is karam, let's say, and his friend had in mind to be yaitse. Af below hasiba v'yeshiva kol, even if they weren't reclining and they weren't even sitting, nami yotze, it will work. If you have in mind, it will work. Sif beis. One person cannot make a bracha for others unless he is eating or drinking with them. And then they can be yotze when they hear him. They have intent to be yotze. I mean, even if they don't answer, amen. Mr. Bruce of Kod Yudad, motzi acherim. A mevarech cannot be motzi someone else unless he partakes. Bevirchas hanen, this refers to brachas on foods and drinks. The davka bevirchas a mitzvah is only when we come to a bracha on a mitzvah. Shekol Yisrael Reivim Lezeh Lezeh, where we say every Jew is responsible for each other. Ukshachaveru enu yoytzi deha mitzvah kilu hu lo yotza. So when my friend doesn't do it, it's as if I didn't do it. Lachen yochel levarich, then I can make a bracha. Afilu misha enu chai bevirchas hu, even one who's not obligated in the bracha. Masha en came bevirchas hanen, as opposed to a bracha on foods. This is not an obligation like mitzvahs. Just don't partake of the food and drink, and you don't make a bracha. Even if those who do want to eat and drink don't know how to make a bracha themselves, the only way a person can make a bracha for them is if he himself would eat and drink. This paragraph in Shulchan Aruch is relevant whether we talk about bracha rishona or bracha achrona. Only one who ate and drank can make the bracha achrona for someone else. Finally, I have a siman kuf samach zayin. See if you test, look back at siman kuf samach zayin. See if you test over there, talks about ketanim. When you have ketanim, there's an element of chinuch where you can make a bracha for chinuch. Sivkar desvaz va'oz yotzim b'shmiyas son. If the person is eating and drinking along with them, he can make the bracha and they can be yotzim. V'im einu oich l'shos imam. But if he is not eating and drinking with them, and he made the bracha anyway, thinking this is the right thing, it doesn't work even with the effort. Why? The bracha is in the bracha. The bracha is the bracha latol. Since he is not eating himself. So how can the be if his bracha is not a bracha? Even if there's an amen, it doesn't help. Unless the reason he didn't eat and drink, Hamavarich, the one who made the bracha, it was inadvertent. Oba ones, or an ones. What's an ones? Go. She nishpacha kois achar habracha. Okay, agav. He made a bracha, and the kos spilled before he drank. The beisa bracha lo hoy levatol. That wasn't a bracha levatol. As yotze nachir mayadu, then the others will be yotze, even though he actually did not drink. So v'kant dezayin shmechavn elov. As long as they listen and have in mind. And he has to have in mind to be motzi them with his bracha, kulakamai b'sif gimel, as we will say in sif gimel. Sif gimel yizayin afilu lo yano min, the yoytze, even if they don't answer amen. The kaimlan, because we hold the halacha, the shomea ka'oina. By listening, it's as if they said the bracha themselves. As if he said the bracha himself. Now, of course, that's only the evn. But when it comes to the chatchila, levad masha mitzvah la'anos amen, al kol bracha shoshomeim yisrael. Not only is it a mitzvah to say amen on any bracha you hear from a yid, kilakamam b'simin reish tesvav, as we say in some reish tesvav. There's a further chiyuv obligation to answer amen on a bracha that you have in mind to be yosef. Kedei lahoros bepoyal shemaskim levirchas mevarch, to show openly that you're validating and agreeing to the bracha of mevarch. So there's always a mitzvah to answer amen to any bracha, but especially if you're being yosef, there's an extra imperative to answer amen. But if you didn't, you're still yosef. If many people are doing a mitzvah, one should make the bracha for all of them. The bracha am hadismelch is the concept of roiv am hadismelch. This gets into many different mitzvahs, whether it's tzitzis, whether it's shchita, for sure. Halakas near Chanukah, like people like Menorah. So there's a din. Does one person make the bracha? Does Aaron make the bracha? And the common practice is Aaron makes the bracha, but there's a concept of Revam. Siv Gimel. And Yoritzi de Chavasa b'shmias ha-bracha fil yana amen, elam kein sheshama mitchilasa v'ad sofa. You're not going to be Yoritzi listening to a bracha, even if you answer amen, unless you hear the entire bracha from beginning to end. V'niskavim, let's say it's by Yidei Chavasu, and he has a mind to be Yitzah. V'amavarech niskavim gamkin lehotzi o Yidei Chavasu, and the Mavarech has a mind to be Motzi him. Mishtabur Sivkar Nuches, b'shmias v'chulam. Midasasam, the way the Mechara brings this halacha, mashma da kol brachos koin implies that's going all brachos. V'afilu brachos shehim drabon, even brachos drabonon. Be'inan dav kashicham letzis de mitzvah, you have to have a mind to be Yitzah. V'che mashma b'reish yotes sivhei. So is implied in the Siman Reish Yotes. Finally, El Siman Samech, Mr. Bruce of Kohen, Yud Be'er Loch Hashem, look back at Siman Samech in the discussion of Mitzvah Svius Kavonanat, Siman Reish Ayin Gimel, Sivah, Be'er Loch, Yamas HaN Kagon, and Hechas of Kiddush as well. Siv Kohen, Yotes Mitzchila, Savat Sof, you have to hear the entire bracha from beginning to end. V'hainu Gam Tevas Baruch, Shevet Chila, so that includes the word Baruch, they start, the Adif Mimavarach Ba'atzmo, no different than the one who says the bracha. If he skips a word that's from the essence of the bracha, he will not fulfill the requirement. Because he's changing the formula that the Chacham have given us, and if you do that, you're not going to be Yotzeh. However, Shartzi and Sivkan Chof points out that if he didn't hear a word that's not the Ikra HaBracha, Mistaba, that he would be Yotzeh, just like the Mevarech Atzma would be Yotzeh if he left out. So, the Iker Bracha, you have to hear. Does the Iker Bracha, you have to say. But if it's a part that is not from the Iker Bracha, he would be Yetzah.